This is Stacey Francis Bayman. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customizable. So if you're looking for new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's the Netball Show with Flyhawk, looking ahead to the Netball World Cup 2023. And as Jess explained, she's going to have so much support from Sonia, Liana and Liv.
Their reputations go long before them, don't they, Andy? Let's be honest. I think I've said several times how lucky I feel. I do feel like a little bit of a kid in a sweet shop with these three having really taken a big leap of faith and jumped into what I believe will be an incredible journey over the next 2 years. And yeah, I know people will associate with most of them their playing reputations, but I think in their own right, they're absolutely fantastic coaches. In my view, world class, but I think together we can achieve beyond anyone's expectations. And that's definitely what gets the best out of me is my workings with other people. I don't like working on my own. I don't like working in silos and bouncing off people. And in particular, characters such as these three, I know is going to get the best out of me, which in turn, I think the players will reap the rewards of that. So I'm incredibly grateful and just want to do the best I can on behalf of the player group, first and foremost, these guys and the staff, but ultimately on behalf of the sport itself. And I feel really lucky to have found myself in this role at this time, because I think both women's sport and netball in particular, and netball for England, is in a really great space, one where there's people expect of us now. And I think that's brilliant. You know, I played in teams nowhere near as long as kind of Liv and Sonia in terms of England teams, where I don't think there was that expectation because we'd never really provided the evidence for people to expect of us to be making finals and to be winning gold medals. We spoke of it, you know, I don't question the intent from the player groups or even the coaches that have gone before this time, but we didn't ever really do it. Whereas now, you know, there's this sense of excitement, you know, the fans are completely on board. There's a momentum shift now with England Roses. And I love that. And I feel very lucky to be in a position where I'm leading a team where people expect us to do well. And I think that's a great place to be.
Liana told me what she'll bring into that mix.
Just naturally as a player, I've always did coaching side by side in some way, shape or form, like as a senior player in most teams or a leader. I think that's just naturally what happens throughout your career. But yeah, very excited to join this group. I think I've got a lot to learn along the way. But yeah, I just can't wait to get started.
Liv Murphy explained a little bit more about what she'll be doing as part of the off-court team.
What I want to do and what I've always loved doing is helping athletes develop. And it's, you know, it's a real driver and a real passion for me. All the girls who I've worked with through the Lightning ranks over the last 15, 16 seasons would tell you the same. You know, I'm still the same energetic, crazy, passionate person about wanting those girls to be better and still jumping up on the sideline when they do something we've tried at training. You know, I'm that person. So I hope that I will still bring that into the Roses environment. I've been really lucky as well to be part of this coaching group for a little while in and around the camps. And I've got firsthand experience again of the joy of those girls and their willingness to learn and grow. So, yeah, I'm buzzing to be back in and involved and with this group as well.
Only fair I ask you about being Jess's captain in Manchester.
Oh, well, Jess and I roomed. She was the youngster in the group when she went. Obviously, when she first came in, I was England captain. we roomed together at that point and we had...
I think actually our first experience was Nevis, wasn't it? Where we had to get locked in because there was a tornado coming and the giant crabs and we had to get battered down. Like we were locked in. I mean, we could have died together. We could have died together.
Well, imagine that. And then we celebrated on a catamaran at the end of the competition. So we did go full circle to enjoy
To be
that.
Fair, Andy, in Manchester in 2002, I wasn't an important part of that team, to be honest. I just did what I could. Liv didn't really have to worry about me. It's all good.
For Sonia McCrummer, it's certainly come full circle.
From playing and now in the coaching role in the England setup, which is super exciting. And I guess, in a way, something that I've been building towards and I feel privileged and very, I guess, emotional and excited about being back in this space on a full-time basis, working with this group of amazing coaches, but also working with this new group of players moving forward, you know, coming into this role and coming back to the UK and back to my, I guess, my playing roots. I just can't wait.
As we know, Jeeva will be retiring after this year's Netball World Cup, but she has nothing but praise for Sonia.
Obviously, I've played many years with Sonia, and she is a close friend of mine, and I really love the way that she coaches. She doesn't beat her out of the bush. She says it how it is, and she comes from a very sort of defensive background in what she can see, but she also knows how to play a good attacking game, which I think adds to what she brings defensively. And being based out in Australia for the last 10 years, she's obviously picked up the nitty-gritty and how to kind of grind out games defensively. So really excited to have that combination, obviously having the two in the midcourt with Liana and Olivia, and then Jess is leading the attack end and Sonia in back in the defensive end. So really excited to see that international coaching panel sort of come together and what they kind of deliver as a game plan for us as an England girls set up.
Ahead of the Netball World Cup, it was also confirmed that Jo and Serena will also take roles within the England set up, going to be part of Jess's staff as leadership and a culture coach as well. So can we expect more content like this from England Netball socials?
On the way out, she's coming back in, step on her. So let's get Jamie, Maddie on the central for a couple starting on the side in front. You see that? As she's coming out, step to the side, so she has to go a long way around. She's just running straight back in.
Jo and Serena explained how they spent time relaxing during the 2019 Netball World Cup in Liverpool.
I'm going to try and watch some Murder, She Wrote or Diagnosis Murder, have a bath and wind down.
Luckily, I'm not rooming with Jo because I don't like any of those programmes. So for me, I'll just be headphones on, watch a bit of video and just chill out.
And Serena was at about her chilled approach on court.
You know, you spend a lot of your career trying to be super focused and you have to do this and you have to do that. The truth is that actually, well, for me, a relaxed approach is, you know, I tend to perform better when I'm just a bit more chilled and more like myself. I don't have to try and be anything else other than just Serena. And I think also as a group, we've found that also works for us.
And as Serena announced her retirement, she shared her thoughts about remaining involved in the game.
For me, one thing I'm really am looking forward to is how I can just continue to have an impact off the court. I'm incredibly passionate about netball and the industry as a whole and the development of netball. And it's been amazing to be in the centre of that as an athlete, as you know, we've seen our game grow so much since I burst onto the scenes at age 16, fresh-faced playing for Team Bath. So I think for me, I'm really looking forward to just finding out what that means. And it's quite hard, really, to try and predict. And it's not like me to predict too much in terms of putting stakes in the ground and when there's so many unknowns, you know. So for me, very much just trying to focus on what's in front of my face at the moment, and that will come.
Well, a player that's played Australia as part of an England side is Lindsay Keeble. We spoke to her to find out what it's like.
Playing Australia is incredible. They are tight man-to-man defending, they are rapid, they are short, sharp, and they're very, very physical. I think probably 15, 20 years ago, you didn't really have much interaction with Australia, like you played them in Test series, but now we've got players who are playing in their league, playing them inside and out, and it just proves that if you get used to something and you're aware of something, it's so much easier to play against. So when they won the gold at the Commonwealth Games, it made sense because, you know, they're playing Australia all the time.
And at that time as well, facing Australia around that time, who else did you share the court with?
So that I was sharing court with, let's think, Jade, Rachel, Serena, Joe, Layla. So pretty much the whole English squad that's probably around now. A few people like Tamsin was in the team, Pamela Cookie, Joe Bin, Sarah Bayman. So quite a few names that people recognise. And now our coach is Karen Atkinson.
Yeah.
All those amazing people who fortunately are still involved with netball now, which is amazing.
A lot of the Netball World family are suggesting Jamaica can really make a big impact this season. So what does Sonia McClomer think?
Jamaica do have a strong team, so what they may put out is going to put England in a lot of pressure. So, you know, they do have chances, but I think for England right now, they're just going to make it through the rounds. And their group is pretty tough, so we'll see.
And the brilliant Kiwi Netball Show has been speaking to Tracy Neville to get her thoughts on that Jamaican side.
I've seen a light switch on with Shamira Sterling and Latanya Wilson this year. Coming out of Commonwealth Games last year, they weren't happy to get that silver medal. And that is a massive switch in thinking. You know, they weren't happy to be in that final and they were happy to take that silver medal. They were absolutely devastated that they actually lost the chance to beat Australia again in that particular competition. And I think that's really paid them stead this year. And we also have to add the added advantage that a lot of their back end is being coached by Australian coaches who are at the top of the game. You know, so each week they are being specialised. If I think about the defence in our particular franchises, you know, three times a week, they're getting specialist defensive coaching.
We spoke to Rob back in 2019, who had this to say about the crowd in Liverpool.
The crowd has been absolutely amazing. I keep feeling like every game that we've been, it's like being in Jamaica. Oh, the crowd's so behind us. And, you know, I think it maybe is, you know, they embrace the crowd, they dance around, but, you know, when they come to play, they play. So the crowd has been phenomenal. I've loved every time. Like when we were playing Australia, like I reckon they raised the roof when as it came back and we got to even. Like the roof just came off. I thought that was so helpful for us against Australia and again today. Like when we got out to that start, like the crowd was behind us and it was just a magic time.
Yeah, great. Thanks a lot for that. Well done.
No worries at all.
Really good.
And how does Jordianne Ward think they'll do?
I think Jamaica will surprise a lot of persons because they're not really expecting a lot from us. And most of our players are split across Australia and England. So they haven't seen the squad as a whole. So I think they're not expecting a lot from us, but we will surprise them.
On to the Diamonds then. Earlier on, Lisa spoke to Britt Carter on their selection and the opportunities they'll need to take if they're going to get that gold back from current holders New Zealand.
I did actually ask a few people that I know in netball to give me their views because I always, you know, think it's important because that's what selection's about. It's a group decision at the end of the day. But at the end of the day, it's actually the head coach's position. And I'm pretty sure selection policy is still that way in Australia where the head coach is responsible for the deciding vote on a player, even if the two selectors, you know, don't agree. But generally speaking, my work with both Michelle Wilkins and Annie Sargent was always consensus. There was a couple of times we had some really, really hard calls. And in the end, I made the decision. But in general, I think good decision making usually comes out of consensus. You know, I think it's important that the head coach who's responsible for the program, who runs the program and is also accountable for the program in the sense that they are the, you know, they're the head, they should be the ones that make that final call.
Okay. And the other thing that we were talking about before we started recording is that the teams for World Cup actually have to submit about 6 weeks out a 20-player squad officially to World Netball.
As far as I'm aware, it might have changed, Brittany, but that's what we had to do back in the day. And look, it's an administrative thing as much as anything, and it's a real pain, I have to say, for the countries that have got, you know, we could put another 20 players in and might still win or come second or third. It's just the way it is, and it's tough for Australia, and it would, you know, not so much for New Zealand and England, but England in the future may find that because their talent pool's just going to get bigger and bigger. So yeah, it was difficult. That was always a real head cruncher and I would be annoyed because I'd have, you know, I might have some injured players and, you know, people in the public didn't understand this. They would think, why is this player not in the team? And, part of it was, well, they're injured or something's happened and their form isn't good or whatever. So I think Stacey has really been clear about the purpose of this squad and she's been really clear in her arguments around why she's chosen the squad she's chosen. So, you know, I think she's done a magnificent job of putting that squad together based on the purpose and also the vision that they have. And, you know, she's been part of that building of that conversation about this squad for a long time. So the narrative is really consistent.
Britt also spoke to Laura Geitz for the Netty Life podcast and first got her thoughts on those Diamonds.
To be honest, I could say I would have picked this person or this person, but really I haven't sat down and watched the games religiously this season. I haven't focused. I haven't been involved from a commentary point of view. So I haven't been around the netball environment to really see what happens. And I think that's for people that play along at home and sometimes question selectors and what they do. It's actually, it's a really difficult position because you're not just looking at the games that happen. A lot of the selection occurs from the pre-camps that happened, you know, back before SSN kicked off, you know, the team, the squad camps that occur, the performances of Commonwealth Games, who stepped up, as you mentioned, who's played well against a Wilson or a Stirling, you know, who's been consistent. So, I mean, I feel like if you're going to comment on who should be there or who shouldn't be there, you have to be in it watching every single moment of it, because mm-hmm. there's so much that plays out that impacts that decision. I think the Diamonds are in an exceptionally strong position. You know, I think that who they've got there is more than capable of doing the job. I think the biggest thing that what I see from the Diamonds is they love to play. The players love to play for Stacey Marankovic. She gets, I don't know, the best again out of the players. They respect her. They've had their challenges as a playing group. Like, let's reflect on, you know, the Constellation Cup last year and what occurred through all of those test matches. They've done exceptionally well in just, you know, weathering the storm, so to speak. So, I mean, the biggest challenge for the Diamonds, I think, moving forward to a World Cup is just coming off the fact that they've had the Comm Games gold medal and everyone will be out for them. You know, and that's well, I suppose that's Australia heading into any major tournament. But I think that will be the big thing for them, is just to pick up from where they left off from last year. And, you know, as I just said, Jamaica's obviously a huge threat, but I feel like New Zealand's a bit quiet, and sometimes that's even more concerning.
Have you got any thoughts about England? In particular, we just saw Helen Housby and Eleanor Cardwell battle it out in a grand final. They're both in absolute ripping form this year. They've been absolutely exceptional. England are probably haven't had the greatest lead up to the World Cup. Of course, 2018 Comm Games gold medalists, but their form has dropped off a little bit since then, but they're certainly not a team that you could discount.
To be honest, that final four, once you make that final four, it's an onslaught. Anything can happen. Like, yeah, again, England, scary. Jamaica, scary. New Zealand, scary. And Australia is equally as scary to all of those opponents. Like, I mean, what we're seeing in the last couple of World Cups and Commonwealth Games is that because of the players that you just mentioned having the exposure to a Suncorp Super Netball, like, they're strengthening their sides tenfold, yeah. You know, and yeah. I've had that experience of playing in the best league of the world against the best players in the world, and naturally they're just becoming bigger and better and stronger because of that. So, I mean, it's just one of those things. But I mean, it's exciting. It's exciting. I can't wait to actually tune in and watch the games, that's for sure.
The Kiwi Netball Show podcast has also been speaking to Sue Gordian to get her thoughts on those top teams that could be medalling this time round.
You know, I don't know that anyone goes into this favourites. I think this will by far be the toughest World Cup we've ever seen. We're coming off a World Cup that had the closest of finals, semi-finals, with only two goals the difference in both semi-finals 4 years ago, and I think that teams are growing closer and closer every day. The team that steps up on the day, right, you know, you've got to be able to turn up, you've got to be able to perform, and every country is capable of doing that in that top five, but every country is also capable of not performing on the day, Australia included. So Jamaica should give themselves a red-hot chance, and belief is part of that.
The final word goes to Laura Gates. What's it like being part of a Netball World Cup?
It's a bit of a marathon. I mean, you get to that grand final, and again, what some people don't necessarily realise is that the round matches, you're exhausted once it comes to those semi-finals and those grand finals. You've played, you know, 2 weeks of netball, similar to a Comm Games format. So you know, there's injuries that you're managing. There's tired bodies that are played out of Suncorp Super Netball season. They've gone into camp. It's really such an emotional big thing to get up for. And there's a lot that comes into play. And that's where I truly believe it's the coach's job to manage those bodies and manage those personalities and manage that whole scenario, because the coach and the support staff that can manage it the best seems to always put their team in a position to be able to win.
All games live on Sky. Check your planners. They're there now. BBC's joining after this weekend. And hope you can join me tomorrow. We've been having a word with Marijke Holtzhausen.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.